Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, quick question. So would you turn down $10,000? The company is offering, just wants you to do a promotion. And it's going to be relatively easy, only going to take about an hour of your time. And there's really nothing wrong with this company. Sound like a deal? Well, I can tell you that I had that offer a while back and I turned it down. And I'm going to talk about specifically why I turned it down and how I go about making decisions about the companies, the partners that I take on at Real Men Real Style, and why it's important that you maintain your standards, that you have your set, in a sense, things that you look for in partners, because it matters, especially in the long term. Now, if you want more, you definitely want to go check out the show notes. They're going to be over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode71. And in those show notes, I'm going to have a written out description. Plus, I'm going to link to additional things I'll talk about here in today's podcast. But let me start this off with the story. So it was a couple of years back, and I had a supplement company reach out to me. And this was a smaller company owned by a larger company. They were looking to specifically target men. They had supplements for testosterone and a number of other things to help basically prostate health and all this other stuff that, to be honest, I liked it. It looked like a great product, great packaging. They were backed by a great company and they were offering me $10,000. They were even going to script out my videos, which I was surprised how well they did it. It was actually pretty well done. They wanted to go ahead and write the article or have one of their writers come in, adapt to my style. And so really, it was a very minimum amount of work for a nice payday. But I said no. Why did I say no? I said no, and really because I don't use supplements. And I considered, and I actually, as I started talking to them about the deal, I said, well, I'm going to need at least 60 to 90 days to be able to use these supplements and to test them out. But I realized also I'm not an expert in this domain. And even if I went through a 60-day, 90-day process of using and I saw effects from their supplements, would I be able to actually talk about it at a level that makes me an expert in 60 to 90 days? And I just didn't feel I could. In addition, I realized this really wasn't the focus of my website. Now, I talk about a lot of things at Real Men Real Style, productivity, business communication, grooming style, but getting into food and getting into supplements, getting into nutrition just really wasn't a direction I wanted to take my company. So I ended up having to go back to them and say, you know, because we talked back and forth, pretty like 20 emails, and I turned them down. I said, sorry, guys. And they were very, you know, gracious. And they said, you know, they weren't that upset about it. But it got me thinking about, you know, what do I look for in a sponsor? And funny enough, that same month, there was another company that approached me and they could, you know, they did not pay me even close to $10,000, but they wanted to partner with me. And I realized, you know, that company is the ideal company I want to work with. And so I'm going to be talking about them, using them as the example. The company is Sheath Underwear, by the way. And so there were five things with Sheath Underwear that enabled them to, I think, fit into what my ideal partner, my ideal company is. And that's key, because I look at these companies I work with as my sponsors. They are partners, because we're affected by each other. It goes both ways. If I were to do something or give them a negative review, obviously that would affect them. If they were to give bad customer service, that would actually affect. And I have had one company that I've worked with that had a customer service issue. And I had to go in and talk with the CEO and bring it up that, hey, my customers expect a little bit higher of a level. But I'll get into that here in a second. But I think you can see that there are also things I would like to lay out that I, and I'll give you my general guidance. So what kind of companies, besides what I talked about, that, you know, do they fit within my profile? Is it something my audience would really want? But I also think I've got a 12-year-old son. He's going to be 13 here soon. Would I want him using the products that I talk about? And if you look through my website, any product that I link to or I talk about, I have no problem with my son, once he becomes a man or a young man, that if he were to make a decision to use any of this stuff, I'm totally cool with it because I've tested everything. But I don't promote certain things. I don't promote gambling sites. I don't promote alcohol sites. I don't promote anything to do with smoking or vaping, cigars or cigarettes or anything like that, simply because if you're into that stuff, that's fine, and that's all up to you. But for me, that's not what I stand for, and I would not want my son engaging with it. So that's definitely a criteria. But when I look at the ideal sponsor, I look at the ideal partner, number one for me is that they've got to be able to solve a problem. So when I looked at Sheath Underwear, immediately I was like, this company solves a problem. And if you're not familiar with me, go check them out. I will link to them over in the show notes. But basically, they have a pouch for your package in the underwear, which a lot of guys, you know, it's funny. We grow up and maybe we were athletes. So we play baseball. You get a cup to protect yourself down there. You play football, so you wear a jock strap to be able to keep things in place when you're running up and down the field. But when you get out of athletics, and even if you play intramural or you play in the college level, oftentimes it seems like, at least I did, maybe playing Division III sports, we didn't have that stuff anymore. And I just started wearing tidy whities and that kind of stuff. And I guess that did the job in track and field. But coming back to that point, it just seemed like, you know, whatever happened to if you're into sports, you're into marathon running, you're getting, you know, you do pretty intense sports at the gym, wouldn't it be nice to have underwear that actually, you're not walking around the locker room in a jock strap, but you actually, which anyone not familiar with jock straps, they have no coverage in the back area. And what I like about Sheath is it looks and feel, I mean, it's like luxury underwear made from a micromodal, but it's got this pouch right there. The Zen pouch is what they call it, to be able to basically hold your junk all in one place. Also, if you work in hot weather, let's say you're a line cook, or you're outside and you're a golf caddy in Florida. I mean, you are outside in 100-degree sweaty weather and you get swamp crotch down there. And yeah, you can use powders and things like that. And those definitely help too. But if you're out there for 16 hours a day, day after day, sometimes you actually want to have gear that's actually going to solve the problem. So again, these guys laser focused in on, you know, the problem. I think actually when I was talking with Robert Patton, the founder, he was over in Iraq and he had that issue. He's in incredibly hot weather. He's going out on patrol. He's out there, you know, for 16, 18 hour shifts, days, 24 hour shifts in the military a lot of times. And he just simply was trying to come up with he was trying to build this own product to solve his own problem. And there are some guys that are very sensitive. They just deal with a lot of chafing. They maybe are a little bit larger in that area, whether it be, you know, their the size of their penis or the size of their testicles. Just some guys are built differently. They're built very large. And that stuff, you know, a lot of guys may say that that's a great problem to have until you're, you know, day in, day out having to function normally in clothing that maybe isn't made to deal with your equipment like that. So that's where this was just such a great product. It came in. It was so easy for me to talk about it and refer to others. So number one is that they were clear about what problem they solved. Next up, quality and innovation. So I've got one of their pairs. I've actually worn it like 30 times over the last year. And I was comparing it to a new pair that I just had sent to me. And I can swear, I mean, the only thing about the older pair, it maybe feels a little bit softer, probably because it's been washed so many times. And I noticed that the tag in the back, and they actually put their tag right on the back material, it is worn away. And I've washed it so many times. But everything else is, it stood up to, I'm looking at the stitching, looking at the overall build. I mean, this thing stood up to a year of wash. How many times can you say that about cheaper underwear? So that, you know, the quality was awesome. And then the innovation. So one thing that cracks me up about Sheath, and sorry, Robert, I don't mean this offensive. It seems like it's almost like software. You know how you see like 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, the iPhone, iPhone 1, iPhone 2, iPhone 3, iPhone 4. What are we on? iPhone 8 now. The same thing with Sheath underwear is that these guys have have now like 3.21, and it's actually got the dual pouch. So literally, it wasn't just one pouch for your package. They actually separated it out. So for, let's just say that for the penis, basically, it has its own sheath. It has its own package. Your testicles now have a separate package. So the dual package does a really good job of separation. And for any ladies listening, let me just explain that the less of your junk that's having to be squished and touching each other in hot weather, it's just you're not going to sweat as much. And that's what they figured out and why they actually created this dual package. And so they're continuously innovating. And so he's actually reached out to a number of his customers and just simply asked them, what would you guys like to see? And that's how they were able to come up with these innovations. Now, the story. So I know the founder. He came out to my StyleCon event. He sponsored it, and he has continued to sponsor me and my company by allowing me to create some great content. And just knowing Robert's story, knowing what he went through, how he tried to create the first pair he actually made himself when he was deployed in Iraq with the U.S. Army. Then he comes back to the United States, and he's like, I can't be the only guy with this problem. He goes out and he buys a number of other products out there on the market, but it's not solving his problem in the way it needed to be solved. So the guy sat down and he figured out and he built this. And then next thing you know, he is finding ways to be able to get out there. He actually approached me in the first letter I got from him. We were just talking business. I think we got on the phone, and I always make time for veterans. I served in the Marine Corps, and it was just something we started talking back and forth, and I just hit it off with this guy, and I loved his story. I mean, when you have a problem that's so bad that you're building something out to solve it, it just reminded me of, in many ways, myself when I owned a custom clothier and I needed to solve problems in my business. So the story just resonated with me. Now, number four, customer service. And I talked about this a little bit in the intro, but one thing I love about when I find the right sponsor and I find the right companies I partner with is that I have direct contact to the founder, to the CEO, to the guy that's making the decisions or the woman that's making the decisions in the company. That's key, because I want to make sure that they treat their customers the way I would treat customers. The way I look at it is, if I'm going to send people, I'm going to send traffic to a website, it's coming from me. They're going to have the same expectation of customer service that I provide. Like whenever people send me an email, I respond. We get 150 emails a day. How do I respond to that? I've got a team of assistants. They go through. Oftentimes, they're responding to a lot of the emails. They know, in a sense, how to send people to the right articles if they ask for it. But also, every single day, I get a breakout of the 10 emails, the 15 emails that were specific to me. I get to read through those very quickly, and I just dictate to Jamie, my assistant, in a matter of minutes, what I would say to each of these people. And she goes off and she types the emails and sends them out to people, usually within 24 to 36 hours. So as you can see, and those are people that haven't even bought anything from me. The way I look at it is, I treat people the way I would want to be treated. And I focus in on making sure that I partner with companies that have that same type of mentality. So I was talking with Robert over at Sheath, and it was funny. I was asking him, like, well, how do you deal with returns? Because it is underwear, and you know, somebody wears it. And he's like, well, he always encourages people to buy one pair first. And when they do that, if they don't like it, if they're like, this stuff is not what I expected, I want my money back, he just simply gives them their money back. He's like, keep the underwear. Here's your money back. Now he always tries to solve the problem. He tries to figure out why maybe it was, you know, and some people are built differently. You know, that's the thing when you build a product, you have to realize not everyone is going to be happy. And I've dealt with some business owners that they're like, well, it's, you know, their loss. They shouldn't have bought it. They should have read more about it. But I always make sure I partner with businesses that have a money back guarantee, that they are not going to, you know, that's just the way I would want to be treated. That's what I expect. And for Robert to have it set up so that literally they lose the sale, but they know that what they gain with the customer is the respect. And they're not going to have anyone out there saying, gosh, those guys ripped me off. They wouldn't even give me a refund. It's like, no, just let me keep them. Maybe they try it again, or they pass it, I wash them, hopefully, and pass them on to their brother or something like that. And their brother's like, wow, this stuff is awesome. I don't know why you didn't like it. It fits me. And Robert knows that that is going to come back to him. So the fifth thing, and I think that I have companies, they can smile to me. They can send me some great products. They can treat me like a king. But I always go over and I look into the testimonials. And I really want companies to be transparent. Now, I realize that the way they treat me isn't necessarily always the way they're going to treat their customers. So I go in before I partner with a company and I read their testimonials if they're up there. If they don't have them, I sometimes ask, why don't they have reviews? Why can't they put that information out there? But when you go in and you see, you know, a company like Sheath that has over 500 five-star reviews, and not only are these just like, you know, people aren't just leaving five stars, they are writing stories. I had one guy, he was talking about how he was so excited when he got the underwear. He ran downstairs and he had three sons that were there with his wife. It was, one of those weekends he was saying, and he's going down and he's showing people his underwear. He didn't run down in his underwear, but he's like, they thought he was crazy. They're laughing at him. But he threatened him. He said, hey guys, like, I will not let you watch football here at my house. Cause they were apparently there for a Saturday college football game. He's like, guy, you know, and these are, you know, manly men that apparently don't normally talk about underwear. They thought their dad was joking. He threw them some extra, each a pair. They had to go into the bathroom and try it. Next thing he knew, that early afternoon, he was ordering 15 more pairs. And the guy wrote this all up in a testimonial. And I'm just going through. I'm going to link over in the show notes to the testimonials over at Sheath. Boy, you've got like big boy, this one, big boy pants, solves all my rubbing, sticking, and falling between my leg problems. Dennis S. is saying, the third time ordering, enjoying as much as my first order. This other guy is saying that he works long hours in temperatures over 100 degrees, and the product keeps the moisture away from the skin. Other person provides the best of both worlds, comfort and support. We even got women in here writing. And this one woman, she's saying that her husband loves the underwear. He has a loose package. That's nice of her to share that. But at least she knows her husband. And she's saying that the inner pouch is perfect for keeping everything in place and out of harm's way, and that she has ordered him multiple pairs. And as a woman, she appreciates quality underwear, and she is very happy to see that now she can gift her husband the same thing that she enjoys. And so, you know, things like that. I think that's what makes companies like Sheath the perfect partner. And again, nothing wrong with that supplement company. And I would have loved to have taken their money, but I think what it would have come down to is I would have lost your trust. I would have lost the trust of my audience. They would have said, Antonio, what's going on? Like, you've never talked about supplements before. You've never talked about really nutrition to this level. And here you are trying to give me something that I'm going to put into my body. So the point to take from this is you've got to have your standards. You've got to have your principles that you don't bend on those. Yeah, there are maybe rules within your company that you can bend on, but principles are your bedrock. Principles are what you're built off of. And I highly advise, if you're going to be building up a company, if you're going to be partnering with anyone, if you are going to be going out there and maybe you're looking at a company to go buy product from, look at what their principles are and make sure that they align with yours. And I think that's what leads to great partnerships. All right. If you want more, definitely go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 71. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.